This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
four,
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say woo!
Go time.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
Hugh and...
Wow.
The last skeptic is feeling it's Doc Brown.
Wow.
Hey, skeppers.
I mean, what the fuck, man? You just... Wow. You look a little bit like you've been in a washing machine.
I always do 150 push-ups before a show, you know what I mean, bro?
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously.
You gotta be pumped standard. Up.
I mean...
You gotta be pumped up.
You made it just in a... You know, it just in the nick of time.
What are you talking about, man? Are you proud?
I mean, you know...
How is, bro? I mean,
it's beautiful.
Proud.
Well done. How are you, Hugh Joseph?
Great, man.
Yeah.
I haven't been here for hours. There was delays on the tube, and I got stuck on the tube, just watching the clock tick by.
Right. Yeah.
Stupidly, I checked if there was delays, and it just said minor delays. And I was minor.
Yeah.
Puna Piner.
You thought they would. Yeah, okay.
You just thought
there were lots of miners on the track.
I just thought they were. I thought this man, yeah, literally, like these kids, there's heaps of school kids there. It's going to be a few delays because there's heaps of kids running about.
Right.
Turned out there was a lot of delays.
Right.
And I made it here with.
Major delays.
45 seconds to spare.
Wow. Well, you did it.
I did it.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be the first time I've ever been late here.
At least one of us is a professional. You look more dead than the time you ate a whole leek on there.
Yeah, and that was full on. I'm good, man. How are you?
Fantastic. Right. I'm good. Yeah, I'm all right. Happy Woo. To be back on FUBAR Radio.
I know. It is great to have you
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you know, I'm here. I'm wearing jogging bottoms, so I'm relaxed.
You are.
I feel like it's Christmas Day. So if I eat a big roast dinner right now, I've got space to stretch out in.
Ah, bless.
So,
are you expecting a big roast dinner right now?
Yeah. I ordered one, so...
Well, actually,
I'm hoping.
That is great. So is there anything that you might be... expecting today that you kind of know about, but
I mean, you know what?
You did see in the
I heard a little rumor about something.
What was it? What was the rumor?
I heard a little rumor that
talk to me, baby. It's just us. It's just
Hugh
us.
Hugh Jesus Joseph.
Jesus. It's Jesus.
Sorry.
In Spanish.
Has brought me a present.
I do. I have you a present. I've got an amazing present for you, and I'm so excited to give it to you. I'm just going to wait an hour and 50 minutes.
Wow.
So you can think about
50
it.
50 minutes.
An hour and 50 minutes.
Oh, an hour and 50 minutes?
You're
this is more challenging than that time I tried to not swear on air.
I know. But isn't that nice to know? You go, oh, this whole show. I'm getting a present. And I thought, just to be a real tease, I'll tell you straight out the gate. I've got you a really great present. I was like, I want to get him a present. And I will explain later on why.
Okay.
And then when I saw this, I was like, it all came to me and I realized, I was like, it'll make sense. I'm just a vessel between the universe and Skeppers getting this gift.
Whoa.
I am literally just, so it's actually, you can't even, when you get it, you can't even thank me. It's just the universe.
I just have to thank the universe.
Well, I'm just a vessel, mate.
Wow.
I'm just a vessel.
A sexy vessel.
A sexy, sweaty, sexual tension.
Vexy Cecil. Sure, I'm just going to portmanteau my way through the show, if that's all right.
Yep.
Portmanteau my way through the show.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
My man.
That was my rap of the day.
It was quick. It was
good,
though.
It was cool. It was all right.
Good.
I like to keep it quick.
Which is the name of your sex tape. Hey,
yes.
I tell you what, though, we've got like a really incredible show coming up. We
Great.
Do have an amazing show coming up.
Cool.
We're going to get into all that very, very shortly. But first things first, how was your gig on Saturday night in Brixton with your full band?
It was amazing. So I did my full live band show with me and my 9-piece band with special guests, Dream McLean and Michael Payne. And I had a harp, I had trombone, sax, guitar, flute, violin. I had Cara Campbell doing vocals. It was beautiful. It was incredible. And it was big up Wonderland and Prince of Wales, which is the venue. They
Amazing.
Decorated the whole venue like a jungle, and the whole stage was like hidden behind trees, like my harpist was nestled in between this foliage. It was incredible, and we were put on like quite late after quite a lot of house music, so I went on and I had one or two fruit beverages, and I was feeling a bit saucy, so I spoke to the, you know, I let them know, I was like, listen, some of this is going to be fast, some of this is going to be slow, either way
it's great.
You're going to have fun, mate.
Hey, I'm just quick. Well, you know that I play instruments. Why have you never asked me to play in your band when you know very well that I'm a professional harpist?
Well, because I don't like you.
Oh, okay.
I don't really want to spend more time with you than I have to.
Well, do you know that you don't have to like me when I can play harp like this?
Wow. See, I thought that was just a prop harp in the studio.
It wasn't. That was me.
That's actually a real harp that you just played just now.
Well, the thing you'll know about harpitonists, which is what a professional harp player is potentially called.
No, you nearly had me.
Potentially. I don't know. I'm just saying potentially it is.
Harpitonist
is that a professional harpitonist will always carry a miniature harp in their pocket.
Tiny little harp.
You never know. Someone might go, oh my God, I just saw a puppy. And you go, wow, guys, you see that beautiful rainbow? Yeah. Sure did, mate.
Or, oh my God, this white t-shirt has a stain on it. Just put it in the wash with some of this.
Yeah! Oh, we're going to get along just fine.
I've got jokes today.
We're going to get along just fine. So we are going to have, we've got a special guest coming up at 4:45. She's a friend of FUBA. She's a personal, very, very good friend of mine, a work colleague. She's an absolute legend. Her name's Maddie Ann Holt. Her show kicked off last night at the Soho Theatre. It's called Diary of a Dating Addict. She's an incredible stand-up.
Great.
Character actress, writer, all-around superstar. She's going to be joining us. I'm going to find out how her show went. Mm-hmm. She's got a couple more shows coming up as well.
Okay. You should catch your breath. Let's play a record and you catch your breath a little bit.
Okay, because we were just talking about, before I was just telling you guys about Maddie, we were just talking about us getting along great, which is very important to me, not just as friends, but as colleagues on air as well.
Yeah,
very important. Yeah. Of course, it has been known that it's been very important for you to not get along well with Daniel Lawrence Taylor.
It's been quite important for you to make that our relationship has been strained.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you guys co-hosted together, filling in for me and Doc a month or so ago. So coming up next, I just want to I want to let you know exactly what happened.
Okay.
When I told him how you felt about him last week.
Okay, I'm excited.
All right, you're going to do that up next. It's going to be amazing. Going to kick off the show with some Kanye. Before we do that as well, we just need to give a very, very special sending all our love, thoughts, and prayers. Everyone in Brussels, there's been a horrific terror attack there today. On behalf of everyone here at FUBAR and the Tuesday Roundup, we just want to send our love and thoughts to everyone that was affected by that. Here's Kanye, 30 Hours, kicking off the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Skeppers with you on FUBAR.
Where the hours go.
You see, they never saw this coming. Well, you're not alone. $1 million renovations to a happy home. My ex said she gave me the best years of her life. I saw a recent picture of her. I guess she was right. I wake up, accessing the damages, checking media takeout. Pictures of me drunk walking out with a bitch, but it's blurry enough to get the fake out. I wake up, all veggies, no eggs. I hit the gym, all chest, no legs. Yeah. Then I made myself a smoothie. Yeah. Then me and wifey make a movie. Chicago, St. Louis to Chicago. Underlay, E-I-E-I. Uh-oh, you had me driving five, another switch to time zone. You was the best of all time at the time, though. Yeah. You wasn't mine, though. But I still drove 30 hours. Yeah. And I still drove 30 hours to you. Yeah. I remember rapping for Jay and Cam. Young producer just trying to get his flows off. I remember being nervous to do Victoria's Secret till I pictured everybody with their clothes off. Expedition was Eddie Bauer edition. I'm driving with no winter tires in December. Skirt, 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 like a private school for women. Then I get there and all the Popeyes is finished, girl. You don't love me, you're just pretending. I need a happy beginning, middle, and ending. Chicago, St. Louis to Chicago. It's getting hot in here, that's all that I know. Got a hotel room, 3 stars for you. You call down for an omelet. Girl, it's 5 in the morning. You realize you got the Doubletree, not the Aria. Only thing open is Waffle House, girl, don't start with me. I used to Western Union for you like it's no pride. Cause you was in college complaining about it's no jobs. But you was sucking a nigga dick the whole time. Well, I guess a blowjob's better than no job. Then I drove back 30 hours.
Better on the set.
Radio presents
Blozzer. I don't think it's that bad. Blozzer.
It has a nickname for head. It's definitely Shiner.
Top.
Top, fam.
Mango top.
Top Blozzer.
No! Top is a noun. I got top.
Yeah.
What if you went, she is top?
They're completely different things.
Great girl. Saying.
Yeah,
and
she's
Irish.
Yeah, friend zone, basically. I just friend zoned her. She's top. She's
oh, yeah, she's fucking top.
Top lass.
Top.
Every Wednesday, Cain and Sylvester Incorporated, from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Tuesday roundup, Hugh and Skeppers. Last Skeptic, filling in for Doc Brown with you on FUBAR.
It's all true.
It's a bit hot in here, so we've been stripping down a little bit. I was sweaty because I just ran in here at the last
I took
minute.
My pants off first, and then the rest of the clothes will come later.
Which is great because we get along fantastic, so it's fine for us to do things like that. It doesn't matter.
No, it's fine. It's totally
nothing
cool.
can break our bond. Nothing.
No, nothing at all.
You and Daniel Lawrence Taylor. Wow, now that's another story. You guys, just a quick recap. So you guys both filled in for Doc and myself when Doc and I were away about 6-7 weeks ago, roughly. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
You guys filled in. You got along great. Everyone at FUBAR loved it. We thought you had a great time. I got really jealous. I went through this whole sort of psychotic episode to try to split you guys up, make you guys not like each other anymore. Purely selfishly, so I could have you each to myself.
Well, but you tried to do what Suge Knight did, basically, in East Coast, West
exactly
Coast.
Right.
So, I'm big into Danny's Tupac, obviously. And,
of course.
And that's how you made it.
Yeah. So that's what I did. I thought it was me separating the two of you because you guys were like, oh, this is awesome. But then, as you very well know, when I came to your studio a couple of weeks ago and I asked you, how did you feel about Daniel Lawrence Taylor? And then we all got quite a shock when you told me, excuse me, still catching my breath, when you told me. So this is actually what I secretly recorded that conversation.
Oh, you recorded that? That was top secret.
Top secret. Top secret stuff. Oh, I secretly recorded it. This is me playing it to Daniel last week on the show. Check it out. Cool.
All right, so about to go into Last Skeptic Studio. Going to find out the real deal, what happened with him and Daniel on air. Hey, Skippers. What's going on, mate?
All good. Working hard, you know.
You know, we do this shit.
Or hardly working.
No, working hard.
Good times.
Yeah, good times.
Get that right. Yeah.
Hey, actually, I wanted to ask you, how did you go with the, when you filled in on the show for me and Doc, with you and Daniel?
Oh, Doc. I love Doc. Yeah. Doc just is Doc Brown.
Yeah.
Doc Brown is fantastic. Fantastic.
How did you go when you and Daniel Lawrence Taylor filled in for both of us?
I don't want to talk about that guy.
No? I had a funny feeling.
I don't want to talk about that guy.
It didn't go well, did it? Did it go all right? Because FUBAR said they were happy, but I think they were just kind of like sugarcoating it. And Daniel yesterday, he was like, I don't think he had a good time either.
You know how they say, you know, like with those big rock bands, you know, they go on stage and they have the chemistry and then they kill it and then they come off stage and they're in their separate tour buses?
Yeah.
That's what happened with me and Danny.
You guys are like One Direction.
I mean,
they're a big rock band, right?
Look, rock, listen, really I will do another show with him. But I don't want to be around him.
No. Yeah, right. So listen to, coming up now, what he said after hearing all of that.
I don't want to speak about
this. All right? Because he was, everyone was very, very upset about it. All right? So coming up just after this, we're going to find out exactly what he thought about all that.
Sure.
That's great. No, I don't want to go anything. Anyway, I came here to play Totem Tennis. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Totem Tennis.
Wow. I did not see that coming from anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it was a secret, and I thought he would have stayed professional.
Yeah,
but clearly he didn't.
Mm.
But I suppose he didn't know you were recording, so
he didn't. No.
Well, yeah, the truth is out there. We have fantastic chemistry on air, but as soon as we go our separate ways.
Mm.
We're like exes making love. There's so much passion when it's happening.
Yeah.
But as soon as it's over, you go your separate ways.
Well, X equals Y.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do it?
So.
Oh, you poor guy.
I know. But, you know, at least people at home, you know, get that, you know, that rush and that excitement. It's just us that deals with the hardship and the shitness.
Wow. So, Skippers, that's... I didn't realize the river ran so deep.
I mean, it's like a pond. It's like a really deep pond. So it's not girthy.
Yeah, like a river.
Like a river. It's not wide.
Yeah.
But it goes really deep. It's almost like a well, if anything.
Mm. It is.
I didn't realize.
At first, I was like, this is funny. I'm going to split you guys up and have you both to myself.
You tapped into something real deep.
I didn't realize. I felt really bad. I still feel really bad. So I've got a little bit of a surprise for you right now. I've actually got Daniel Lawrence Taylor joining us right now on the line. Hey, Daniel. How you doing?
This is awkward.
Really good, man. I feel really bad. I feel like very responsible for this going way, way too far. I wanted to just... see if we could try to find some middle ground here and bring you guys back together. And
wow, I mean, it's not going to be easy.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, same here. I'm just, I don't know. I'm in two minds. I mean, you know, first of all, you know, you said it was like an East Coast, West Coast, and then you said I was Tupac. Why would I be?
Well, you know what, like you know, if I'm really honest, man, Tupac was always my favorite.
Oh my god. Tupac was always my favorite.
Maybe we're just two Tupacs in a world of.
A four pack?
Biggie was actually my favorite. Just
break
that back in.
Just break the fourth
wall. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's so you know. But no.
I knew it was a sketch, but I just had to just chuck that back in there.
No, that's cool. That's understandable. Yeah, it's totally fine.
I'm all Biggie.
Well, I mean, now we've really got a problem because Tupac was always my favourite.
Wow. I mean, I don't know how you can say that. I mean, yeah, you know, he had lovely songs about his mum and he spoke truth. But, I mean, Biggie just had the bangers. And he just had the good tunes.
But Biggie hung out with his mum more.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And so he kept that in the personal life. And then when he was on camera and in the studio...
He was all thug.
Yeah. And that's what I like.
Oh well, I guess so. I mean, I just think maybe we're just too different. I think maybe that's the problem. But you know,
hey guys, can I just interject you real quickly? You don't have to be the same.
What?
You know, Paula Abdul and that weird cartoon dog. Sometimes opposites attract.
Wow.
It's okay.
Oh, wow.
In fact, if you were the same, you might not have that much to offer each other. It's probably perfect that you are so different.
I feel like you've taken a relationship counseling course.
I do you know what? Sadly enough, I. that's why I'm single.
Make sure you share the eye contact equally between the two.
But it's working really well. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I do think opposites do attract, and maybe that's why our show was so good. Maybe that's what made it so magical.
And you know, I think part of my hating on you and starting a smear campaign against you and spreading all those rumors and telling all those people horrible things about you and selling those photoshopped images of you to the Sun and stuff, part of all of that was probably just me overreacting because maybe I'm jealous, you know?
Pictures.
I mean, maybe I'm just jealous of you and your talent and
when were they printed?
And I'm sorry, you know, like
where are these pictures? Okay, I'm just gonna go on Google. Oh my god, it's hundreds.
Just like I.
Oh my god!
I think it was like when I was so in awe of you and your style and your panache on
these
air
were for you.
That like. All I wanted to do was be you. I just wanted to be you. So I just wanted to be Daniel Lawrence Taylor. You know, I reenacted all of your scenes and cockroaches, and you know, I learned all of your lines, and like, you know,
Hello. Can I speak to the editor of the
Sun? I've started a new comedy duo called Ginger and Ginger,
and like,
all of this was just me acting out because I just honestly, I'm your biggest fan. I'm your biggest fan. That's all I can do. I can just admit that I'm your biggest fan.
Too far. All right.
Hey, talking about the photos, Daniel. What is that Photoshop? That one of you doing that horrible thing to Mr. Blobbity, or is that a real one?
I don't want to talk about.
That is a weird one. I thought you were inside the costume. You're not.
Oh, he's definitely inside something.
I'm inside.
Inside Mr. Blobbity. Oh, it's terrible.
Whoa.
That's neither here nor there.
Guys, what do you say? Can we bridge the olive branch?
Yeah.
Can we find the troubled waters over the gap of the sea and the ocean, sure, with the wrapping and the presents, yeah, and the cheese?
Yeah, I think.
What do
so,
you say,
man,
guys?
I think so. Yeah.
What do
yeah
you say?
Well, I want to. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to.
Yeah. Good.
Hey,
yeah,
how about a big hug, everyone?
All right, good.
Hey?
All
right. Come on, do you want to pull it in?
I'm hugging.
Come on, guys.
I'm hugging something. Something's being hugged, and something's being excreted out of it because of it.
Hey, I tell you what. What about we do this? How about I'll pull my mic down, and then you guys can do your own little radio show to introduce the next song together, okay? It can be the Skeppers and Daniel show.
All right, okay. What's the next song?
It's that we're going to play Elephant by Tame Impala. And don't forget, you got to say FUBAR. You got to do a station ID, and I'll pull my mic down, and when you're ready, you guys go for it, okay?
Okay, all right, okay. I'll let you take the lead, Danny.
All right. So here on FUBAR Radio, here is Tame Impala with...
We just finished each other's
sentences.
This is Tame Impala with Elephant.
You gotta say your names.
I'm
FUBAR Radio,
the last skeptic, Daniel Lawrence Taylor. Let's do this, baby.
Oh, I love you, Daniel. Love you, Skeppers.
I'm
so glad we patched that all up. Here's Tame Impala on FUBAR.
Thank you.
Tame Impala, Elephant on Fubar, as introduced previously by Slar Skeptic and Daniel Lawrence Taylor. But Hugh is actually with you now as well. And Skeppers filling in for Doc Brown. Hey, have you ever asked someone's opinion on what to name something? Like, you know, how say, you know, how sometimes artists might throw out there and go, hey, do you have a suggestion for the name of an album?
Yeah.
Something along the lines.
Always. You know what? I ask a lot of people for suggestions on names, but I never ever listen to them.
No, you just do it. I have my own names.
Yeah, I've got it in my head. Yeah, I do. So I want to hear. I want to basically what I want to do is hear their opinion and how wrong it is, and just to just to back up how right I am all of the time.
That's great.
You know what I mean?
Like what? So you know, what kind of, give me an example. Like what? You know, talking about like song.
What should
I?
You know, my first album. Thanks for trying. You know, I knew I wanted to call it Thanks for Trying. So I was like, oh guys, what should I call my album? And they come out with all, you know, all these rubbish names, and it just justified and bolstered my own opinion that Thanks for Trying was the greatest name that I could have ever chosen.
I just thought it might have been because you'd ask so many people their opinion, and every single time you said the same thing.
Yeah.
And we're like, actually, I'm just going to run with that. That's actually all I've got.
It. Yeah.
Hey, you should call it. Thanks for trying. Next.
Yep.
Thanks for trying.
And I just said it so
next.
Much.
Next. Thanks for trying.
Next.
Next.
Yeah.
What do you? I mean, it is good though. I think maybe to put it out there to be to get inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
To get inspiration.
Yeah.
When
sounding
you need,
board.
Yeah. Exactly. Get ideas. I do always find it curious though when people do this publicly for something that is very, very recognisable. Again, you know, as an example, like an album, something like that. But if they want to take suggestions. But this one I find particularly curious, that there's a new Royal Research Ship. It's worth £200 million. It's going to be at the forefront of the British Naval Engineering. It is at the forefront, sorry, of British Naval Engineering. And it apparently deserves a very proud, strong name to match the might of this particular mighty, mighty vessel.
Mighty.
So what they've done is they've actually opened up to an online vote to name this new ship. It's already picked up more than 15,000 votes. And one of the leading suggestions so far for this proud British Royal Research Ship, this mighty, mighty vessel, is... Boaty McBoatface.
Yeah.
Bang.
Funnily enough, the name of my nan.
Is it really?
Yeah.
As suggested by, I wonder.
There you go.
Someone.
There you go.
Is that really your nan's name?
Yeah.
Maybe it was your nan that put it forward.
Possibly.
Because I always thought it was Betty, but maybe it's just because she's talked through that full-on stutter.
There you go.
Betty. Betty. I thought it was Boaty, but no, it's Betty. It was Boaty.
Yeah, of course.
Boaty McBoatface.
Big up my nan, Boaty McBoatface.
She is a ledge. She's a ledge. Do love motorboat in the Boaty. That's always been my saying.
True story.
But this is like literally. This is online. You can apply for this online.
You can find this on the internet.
On the internet, right? There's over 15,000 votes have been put forward. Boaty McBoatface is currently leading.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other top 15 suggestions have been Pillar of Autumn, crap. David Attenborough.
Too bloody right, mate. That's my favourite.
This one's pretty good too. Boaty McBoatface, The Return.
Yeah, I like that.
This one's really good too. Boat. I like that. Strong.
I don't get it, but it's good.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why I like Avant-Garde.
It's pretty irrelevant.
Avant-Garde.
Irrelevant to what we're talking about, but cool.
It's Bloody Cold Here. That's another suggestion. Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah.
Ada Lovelace.
Not the Titanic. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Not the Titanic. I like that.
That's a really good one.
It's a really good one. I reckon we should do this. What about it? We'll come up with our own too, but we want to hear from you guys. Tweet us at Foo Bar Radio. You can email hd@foobarradio.com. Give us suggestions for the name of this royal, this mighty, mighty royal research ship. We'll put them forward for you.
Okay, cool.
Your suggestion might make it.
But did it actually go for? Because I heard it's been ruled out, that name.
What, Boaty McBoatface?
Yeah. I heard it's been like swept off and
ocean.
Yeah,
I heard it's not
in the running anymore. He said, you know, because
where did you hear that? Who told you that?
Rumors in it, though, fam.
Where?
Road.
How?
You don't understand it.
Why?
People talking about this on road. This is the way. I just heard that somewhere. But you know what? These things do work because when I lived in Washington DC, they have this vote every few years to what the phrase for their it's actually the same in every state in America, and including the District of Columbia, which is DC, where the citizens can vote on what catchphrase they want to represent their state or district on their license plates.
Right.
And so you've got like Jersey, whatever, the Rockin' State, or no, the Garden State for Jersey, or you know, different people where they've got different, you know, they vote it in. And in DC, because it's a district, even though all of the world's power is in this one tiny little district, they're getting taxed, but they have no actual representation within the government because they're not a state. So they voted to have taxation without representation on the license plates. And it won.
Wow.
And it's been on every DC license plate for like 10, 15 years or so.
Oh, it's brilliant.
And if you see that, it's great. It's like, so it's real. So these things do work, but I think Britain's too stuck up to kind of have something that lulzy.
And I think, you know, if you're going to be ballsy, like if you're going to put it out there to public opinion, I feel like you should have to choose one.
Yeah.
To choose at least one. You can't just go, oh, they're all suggestions.
Yeah.
No. If you're going to put it out there to public vote, there needs to be something clad. Something clad that says, no, we have to at least pick one of these ones.
At least like Boat Reynolds or something.
Boat Reynolds! That's a sick one. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, I got a few, don't worry.
Yeah, well, keep going. Keep reeling them off.
Boat and Ernie.
Boat and Ernie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Engelboat Humperdinck. I'm pretty good at these, don't you know?
Oh, that's great. I'm going to really enjoy this.
It's what I do. I don't have a real job.
I might just pull up a chair and get some popcorn and go to work, Mozart.
No, I'm out. My stores are low. I've expended. But I'll keep thinking.
I really like Bodie McBoatface. What's wrong with that? It's kind of like, you know, it makes me think of some kind of character from Thomas the Tank or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Bodie, you're so silly. You've leaked oil into the sea. Bodie, what have you done? You've killed thousands of dolphins, Bodie.
Yeah. True story.
Bodie.
It happens. Oil spill.
I like Bodie. Nothing wrong with Bodie.
Well, yeah, hit us up.
Yeah, we want to hear from you guys. Get in touch, and we'll pick one or two of our favourite ones, and we will actually get them put forward. And you don't know, maybe your suggestion will actually be the name of this festival,
name of the boat, and then who cares? and then who cares if it is?
What do you mean, who cares? And then you got like the pride and honour of going around, technically that's my boat,
unless you get to ride the boat.
Ah.
Or unless you get to do research. It's a bloody research ship. I want to do research on it.
What would you research?
I don't know. I mean, stuff. I'd probably, you know what, like, I'd start off simple by doing, like, you know, like all those Coca-Cola and, Mentos experiments.
I know, exactly. Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah.
And then,
like,
I've been recently watching all these videos online of this guy that just likes to pour molten copper on things. Different stuff.
Really?
He just has like a really strange amount of molten copper and he pours it on things. So I've just been like addicted to watching these videos of him. He starts off pouring it on like a McDonald's hamburger, which weirdly it doesn't burn through. Then he just keeps pouring it on a giant gobstopper, which is hypnotic to watch. And then he just does loads of stuff. Loads of fucking random shit.
That would be fun. That would be good to do.
So that's what I want to do on the boat.
Because you would assume, right, then they go, okay, we've got this amazing boat and it's being named and we go out to sea to do research. You'd assume it'd be like marine biology.
Oh, right, yeah.
But we're going out there to do stuff, even like take a hamburger and just see how long it stays looking like a hamburger for.
Things
like that. Or people find a Happy Meal under their bed 20 years later and it's still in perfect tact and all stuff like that.
Yeah. I want to see
much better research.
How many times, like, out of 10, I can catch something with my left hand, you know, like, in a minute. You know, that's the type of research I'd want to do.
I could see that you
at sea, you know, like, but like, so like, then, you know, someone to be like, so there'd be someone, another research assistant, a doctor, if you were a professor, to randomly be throwing me, you know, like a Cadbury's cream egg or something.
Yeah.
You know, and then just me to be like, I got it. And then I'll see how many times out of 10 I can get that. You know, do 10 attempts a day.
Yep.
And then do that for like 4 or 5, 6 or 7 years. And then we work out the average, do a graph, a bar chart of some variety. And then, you know, let's do it like that. I think that's probably the best kind of research that you can do.
What about this? What about we do, you do a quick log entry for your catching things with your left hand while you're on your research boat. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Go.
Day 562.
Sorry, I just giggled like a little girl. Hang on.
Today, Professor Sampson walked in. I was slightly under the weather, so he was very quiet. I'd already caught 4 Crabby's cream eggs that day. The uptake and the graphs were looking quite beefy. My success rate was high. But he was so damn quiet. I just came out of nowhere. My left hand reached to the sound of the swift, undulating tone of a Cadbury's cream egg rippling through the air. And it missed my left hand by inches. It splattered right into my left cheek. I await Cadbury's cream egg number 7 with eager anticipation.
Yep. Wow, there is going to be some fun stuff going down on this boat.
Yeah, I really, that's what, basically why I want to go on the boat. Yeah.
Mm. Yep, definitely. Because I mean,
I got really into character there.
No,
I didn't
you really,
really,
really
to,
did.
I didn't know how
thing.
To step out of
when
character.
When you were sailing the seas on Anthony Boat Dearest? No. I'm trying my best. I'm not very good at puns.
No, no, it's all right. You're getting there. You're getting there.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Michael Payne's had me in pun training for a little while now. Okay. I'm just getting there really, really slowly. But when you're out there, Boatface Killer. See, there you go.
Okay.
When you're out there sailing the seas on Boatface Killer, these are the kind of research things that you're going to expect to see and hear.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I
can't wait to see you doing like a NASA style press conference.
Yeah.
Going, okay, massive news. History has been changed. Guess how many times I can catch eggs in my left hand.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Look at this seismographic graph. That's nothing to do with the plates. It's all about it's just all about how many times I can catch a Cadbury's cream egg with my left hand.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Glad we sorted that out.
All right, get in touch. Submit your names, what you think would be a great suggestion for this Royal Research Ship. Current one leading possibly is Bodie McBoatface. We're not sure. It could possibly have already been scrapped, but it was previously leading the pile. If you think you can beat Bodie McBoatface or Boatface Killer.
Boatface Killer. He's on a swarm.
Get in touch. Tweet us at Fubar Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com and we will submit the best one for you. Coming up next, we're going to have Maddie Anholt, a legend. She's such a great stand-up comedian, very good friend of mine and colleague, and she's a superstar. She's going to be joining us on the line next, telling us about her show. Kicked off last night at the Soho Theatre on Fubar. It's Tuesday Roundup.
A second to rent. Would you respect me as a man if I gave you anything less than me? My delusions of grandeur are far bigger than your assumptions, far past the comprehension of narcissism. I really do feel like I'm the feces you perceive me to be. Lay your thoughts still. I step forth with course direction. This self-esteem a worthy weapon to these obstacles I've grown accustomed. What I do not speak into existence will only fall by the wayside. Waste no one, no wanting not to be a waste is only a crime to the disheartened crowns. Would it be selfish if I prayed for patience? When the only time I do is when my soul feels vacant. See blues in the muddy water, sing my sorrows in the truth. Is a poem still a poem if it's self-centered? Find I write just to center myself. See the proof, one breath out for relief. Another in, begin to vent, preach peace. Take a couple nines to the 1%. Oh, I must be. I was given up with an option. Propped up to position by leaning on all my problems. Hear the dialogue, know what they pay me as. I'm human, don't we share the same species? If I must be the radical, don't shoot me for a retweet. Sing about me, sing my lows as well as victories. Teach my wrong and speak my history. Craft just how they remember me. A man of action and of thought, and of course a couple days is by my corpse. So I must be, trust me. You agree and I'm the hero. If you don't, then it's fuck me. I don't talk my truth for hugs. I don't need you all to love me just to listen. Forgiveness or permission. I've been around the kings. I've been around the victims. I've been around the queens. I've been around the riches. I fasted with the Muslims. I prayed with the Christians. I've been around the desperate. I know why they did it. I've lived through the evils. I've stood with the people and they look at me. And they look at me.
them and tamed it. I pray for peace, pray for patience. Hope they can hear my frustrations. I wear my fear like a fragrance. You want the votes on my cages. I cry the tears of a nation. They think they Donnie Montana. I think I'm Kwame Nkrumah. I think I'm Kwame Nkrumah. You will not give me my freedom. I cry the tears of a nation. They think they Donnie Montana. I think I'm Kwame Nkrumah. Oh, damn, I'm important. I hope I don't lose my endorsements. They keep on telling me shh, and I keep on talking and talking around. Let's just hope that they copy. Bang this all out from the coast to Kumasi. Bang this all out from the coast to Kumasi. Bang this all out from the bang this all out. Belly empty like action with no fort.
Wise.
Men don't follow blind men to war.
Shopping.
My attire, so you part of my decor. Do you remember the depths from which we start? From. Young soldier, I admire your resilience. A young mind should never fear the experience. I paved ways to pay dues and diligence. While looking up what's mine like a privilege.
By far the greatest wrongs are inflicted on self. The weight of our opinions now dictated by wealth. Weight the position of my passion now placed on both shoulders. I will speak for the ones who see hope but feel hopeless. I was born with the gold embedded deep in my roots. Where a couple of them cities pay police not to shoot your people. I've seen war but they do not have a clue. My people have seen more where compassion as the proof. My daddy was a member of the CPP. If ignorance is what they teach then they need not preach. The blackest star may shine bright and guide my feet forever forward through heavy waters like it's not that deep. I find the nerve of my peers unsettling, willing to sell evil to their people to profit of their people. I was looking like a prophet to my people, but I never asked nothing of my people. Simply spoke to my people. Now they look at me. They look at me.
Jan Fubar, Hugh and Skeppers, last skeptic with you. He's filling in for Doc Brown. God, you're losing your mind then, Skeppers.
Yeah. That song is incredible. That is Kwame Nkrumah by the incredibly brilliant Koji Radical, good friend of mine. And that is, yeah, you just have to check out 23 Winters, which is his new project that's out now. But it's just a passion. And you have to see him perform live. Sometimes I DJ for him, so, you know, that would be great for you too. You get to see me. But he is, you know, he is like something else. He's an, you know, he's got to be probably one of the most exciting musicians coming out of the country in 2016. And I think, you know, by the time people catch up, like next year on their sound of 2017, they'll be, you know, they'll have missed the boat. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He'll be going off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that was dope. Super dope. Mm. Super dope. Look forward to hearing more of that. Hey, talking about talented friends of ours, we're joined right now by a super, super talented friend of mine, friend of the show, friend of FUBAR, soon to be friend of yours, soon to be friend of everyone. The amazing stand-up comedian, character actress, writer, all-round creative genius. That is Maddie Ann Holt. Welcome back.
Hey, welcome, how are you?
Yeah.
You.
How are you doing?
I'm good, babe. I'm good. I'm a little hoarse, but I'm good.
Are you? Did you lose your, because you had your first show, Diary of a Dating Addict, it kicked off last night at the incredible Soho Theatre. I'm assuming if you're a little hoarse today that it went pretty well.
Yeah, I was hoarse before the show actually, but I did like a 2-hour warm-up and got through, and then I kind of tend to do a thing. I'm one of those people who's never ill, and did the show and came off stage, and then my voice just went, and I had no voice. So talking to people in the bar, they're like, what's up with you? And I'm like, I don't really talk right now. And then all day, this was the first I've spoken all day. I'm going to do loads of steaming and et cetera, et cetera. And then I'll be cool. I'll be back on tonight. It's fine. It's just the way it goes sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
you just have to get on the ginger, get on, you know, getting all the good stuff, or just get a replacement throat.
Could do that.
Oh yeah, thank you. I've been looking into that, but I don't know if they deliver in my area.
Can you? Just like Papa John's, I have that same issue.
I know.
No,
it is a tough one though. Like, because I got a friend of mine who she's a touring singer in a rock band for a long time. Still is as well, back in Australia, and she just had quite often had a lot of nodule problems and would lose her voice. And literally, she'd spend every time she was on tour, she'd spend the whole time before shows and after shows just writing notes to people. People would be talking to her, and she'd have to literally be writing notes to people just to protect their voice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, normally I'm good. Normally I'm absolutely fine, and I, you know, I'm one of these annoying actors, comedians that like they super take loads of care of my voice and all of that kind of stuff. I just think it's this nasty thing that's going around, and it just happened right before my opening night, and I'm like, but it's fine.
It's almost better than being too snotty, because if you're too snotty, then you know you're going to be like dribbling on stage and like stuff's going everywhere. At least if you've lost your voice, you can just change it into a mime show.
Oh my god, Tony! And the thing is, I laugh quite a lot when I'm on stage as well. And you know, the thing that happens when you laugh is snot comes out, right?
If
you have excess snot anyway.
No, out of your ears, out of your eyes. I mean, everywhere. Maybe I'm a snotty guy. You know, I'm okay with admitting that. It's fine. I've spent years dealing with it.
Yeah. It's really disgusting.
It's obviously Hugh knows a lot about your show, but you know, tell me as a newbie, as a potential person that will attend your show, tell me all about it. Like, sell it to me. I want to know all about it right now.
All right, so this is my Edinburgh 2015 show that did very well. Sold out the month, which was nice. It's Diary of a Dating Addict, so it's a woman approaching 30 thinking, shit, do I need to find a man?
Right.
So approaching it like it's a kind of social experiment, going, okay, I'm going to see if it's possible, if I actually give a fuck, to find a man. And I'm a character comedian, so I play the men that I date.
Right, okay, cool.
So I play the men that I go on dates with, and it's kind of like a commentary on love and relationships, and if this whole thing of being settled and, you know, approaching something of normality by 30 is important or not. Right. In my mind, it's not.
No, of course not. I think, it's changed. Everything's changed.
Yeah, massively.
The whole the idea of a nuclear family, like, all of this stuff is totally irrelevant now.
Totally. So this is it's a bit of a weird one for me, because I've done this show. Like, I previewed from last June, July, and then I did, obviously, The Fringe all the way through August, and then I started writing my next show that's coming up this year, and I kind of let this one go, as you do. It's like they've matured enough and you let them leave home. Hope they may come back in some form. and then got a call saying Soho wants this show, so kind of
gotta go.
So I kind of like got it out, rewrote some bits, but it's cool. I mean, it's nice because I can make it now much more London-centric. Whereas in Edinburgh, like, there was some bits that I spoke about, which, after all, like, Hugh will tell you this, when you have a show and you take it to Edinburgh, you don't realise some bits are very, London-centric until you get up there. I mean, like, I was talking about, it's the very most simple thing, I was talking about Whole Foods.
Right.
Like Whole Foods wankers, you know them.
I know very well, Stoke Newington resident, mate. I know all about that shit.
Man. And I was doing a whole bit on that, and I was sitting in Edinburgh, people were just looking at me so blankly, and I was like, guys, it's really funny. It took me a long time to write that, guys. You'll appreciate this.
then, so true.
Get out.
It's like this whole other country. You're like, what the hell? Yeah. Like, people, it's weird, man.
But then I can do it in London and people get it and they're like, haha. And it's the same with the, you know. And
so
I'm
at least 35 minutes of Whole Foods material that you can put in.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to say that this is not a male bashing show. Like, this is not I'm a feminist standing on my
whatever feminists stand on, and like aiming to take swipes at men. It's not at all. Like, it's very inclusive of
I'd
men.
I'd be really happy if it was, to be honest. Like, I enjoy that. I think it's brilliant.
Well, it is and it isn't, but I think it's important not to do it in a certain way, rather than like, because what I don't like to do is like belittle men. Yeah. And you'll see if it's fair. Like, there's kind of nice bits of audience interaction with men. Yeah. Like, I like to have audience interaction with the men in the audience. So it's nice because it means the show's different every night. We had an amazing guy in yesterday who had the same name and the same job as one of the guys that I portrayed in the thing.
No.
And I was like, this is bullshit. I don't believe that. And it was true. And he was sat at the front and I was like, what's your name? And he's like, Rory. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, that's so amazing. That's so. Have you had any exes or anything from London turn up to you? Any of this particular show that you've... Because I know you've only done a few previews before here and you've only had one show there.
Yeah, no, and if I have, or if I've... No, not so much, but I've definitely had people come and they're like, that's me, isn't it? That's me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's not. And they're like, no, no. Because the thing is, like, a lot of the guys are culminations of dates. Like, it's not just one guy. Some of them are. But people have come to me and gone, oh, God, that is me. Go on, it is me. Well, just use my name. It's me. And I'm like, it's not you. No, it is. Oh, God, this is crazy.
So who's your favourite one to do? Who's your favourite character?
Don't make me do it because my voice is
funny. I won't make you do it, but you
well, you got a hoarse voice. It might be perfect. You won't even need to act. You can probably just do it. Sure.
I guess the one that goes down in London very well. Actually, the one that went down last night very well was my first guy, which is the Wanker Banker Banter Boy.
Right.
And then I rap as well. I like freestyle rapping it.
So he's a banker that raps.
No, sorry. I confused two men.
Oh, okay,
there.
So my
first guy is, your classic cocaine snorting. Father left at a young age, compares his life to Lion King.
Right.
And then my rude boy, my bad man, is sort of almost at the end of the show, and he does like a freestyle rap.
Yeah.
And that one is difficult because you need a lot of breath for that. And last night I did not have a lot of breath, but it's the show. But it was fine. It went down well. So.
Amazing.
I'm just open tonight and tomorrow night, 9:15 at the Soho, and then I'll be on to my next show.
So I can't wait to see it again. I'm going tomorrow night personally with a bunch of people. It's going to be so much fun. Hey, it's such a great show as well, because like, even I was talking to both my flatmates last night, who were both they're both coming on Wednesday as well. But the reason they are coming too is because they're both very, very actively dating on several different social media sites. Man, they just have so many train wreck stories. Like, after the other. Like, they're actually exhausting themselves. They really, really are. Like, the latest one for my female flatmate, lady, she went out with a guy, and he was she said he was a bit nervous, and then started like trying to tell like all these kind of jokes, and they started telling just like reeling off racist joke after racist after racist joke, and she was like, what? And he was like, it's a joke. She's like, yeah, it doesn't mean you can say whatever you want.
No.
He's like, you don't find that funny? And she's like, no. And he's like,
no,
we're not going to click, are we? And she's like, I don't think so. And he's like, well, totally, your lost,
you know,
babe.
What that is, man?
Your lost,
you know,
babe.
What that is? That's a new number. Who this? That's how you reply
to
that.
Yeah.
You get the hell out of that situation.
It's so terrible. And then my other flatmate, he was out on a date, and I said to him, it was going really, really well. It was like, oh, this is great. Like, she's beautiful. It had gone so well, and then at the end of the night he just went in for a little kiss, and she was like, whoa. She's like,
what?
Really? Like, you got the impression this was going well?
What?
Oh, no,
I was just being polite and finishing my food and my drink. Totally shut him down.
It's really weird,
man. I don't envy that at all. I don't envy that at all.
I have horror stories. We all have horror stories.
Come on, tell us one. Come on.
No, I had one for a little while ago where she just, this was a couple of months ago, where she kept telling me that I reminded her of her ex-boyfriend. All the time. Mm-hmm. You just look so much like, you just sound so much like him. And I was like,
next minute she's got like, I got seven copies of your house key.
Yeah, that's
just
it.
In case. Just in case.
All right, okay. Yeah, so I had to duck out of that situation. I pretty much just stunt rolled away.
Yeah.
I just forward rolled out of the venue until I was at a safe distance. Yeah. Yeah. And then had like tear gas for a canister of tear gas.
It's my bomb.
Yeah, that's it. Gone. Yeah.
Oh, Maddie, can't wait. So you've got night two for coming up tonight. It kicks off. It's at 9:15, I do believe.
Yeah, 9:15. So Jose's upstairs. Bang. And then, it's just so two nights left, tonight and tomorrow night. Mm. And then, and then I'll be on to my next show. It should be
a good one. Amazing. I can't wait. Like, and people are so excited about this as well. Like, I was even on the tweeters last night and I was just getting people. I just put out a little tweet about it and I was getting people tweeting me that I don't even know. Going, hey, now I've got new friends coming with me. Apparently, I've got a whoop off with somebody that challenged me to a whoop off. They were like, oh, I'm going to be whooping. And I was like, yeah, I want a whoop. Mate, come and whoop.
Oh, I like whooping.
We can all whoop together.
Oh, man. Sit in the front row and I'll pick on you.
I would like that.
We could be dating by the end of the show.
That's
hey.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
I could be that girl that you just went on a date with.
You could play her. This guy in the front row just reminds me so much of my ex-boyfriend.
I crashed into your car. So our cars could kiss. Yay. I tell you what, and I'll be there for you guys wherever you go doing this.
Whoa, the tiny hop, man.
Making sure the magic happens. Maddie Ann Hall, absolutely love you to death. The show,
thank you, my dad. I love you too.
Diary of a Dating Addict, as we said, it's tonight and tomorrow night, 9:15, upstairs at Soho Theatre. You can grab tickets from the Soho Theatre website, as I did myself last night.
Yeah.
Good luck tonight. Good luck with your throat. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fine. And
thanks,
can't wait to see you and the show.
All right, thank you so much. Nice to meet you guys.
Bye. Oh, we love Maddie. She's such a doll.
Wonderful. I need to go see that.
You do. It's just really, really great show.
It's only on two more nights.
Tonight and tomorrow night. I'm going tomorrow night. You should come with. It's a great show. Hey,
if I get through enough pornography in time, then I'll come.
Okay. Deal. All right. That is a great reason to go and see a dating show.
Gone or whether I'm going to do anything.
Yeah. So is that why the only reason you're able to make today is because it was at 4 p.m.?
Yeah. That's I had enough time to get for at least 6 hours of solid pornography.
So good. Hey, talking about relationships and funny things happening. I want to play a song right now. Faith No More, Evidence. Apart from being an amazing song, and I love Faith No More, I want to play this. This is dedicated to a friend of mine. I'm not going to air him out on air, if you will.
But it's you.
But he knows who he is, right? Yeah. Now, this is what's happened very recently. He had a big night out and was he wasn't supposed to have a massive night out. Kind of thought he'd kind of crept back into his house with his wife. He got away with everything, right? But what he didn't realize is that he'd accidentally sent her a video of him rapping to camera. He decided to rap about hiding the evidence of when you have a big night out, cause I'm out with the boys and I'm wasted and I'm doing naughty shit with my kids at home, and he thought it'd be so funny. Hey, film this. That's how wasted he was, right?
No.
Accidentally sent it to her, woke up the next day and she's like, good night last night, dickhead. He was like, evidence, you've gotta hide all of the evidence, cause you wake up in the morning and there's evidence. Wake up and you get home and there's evidence. You hide all the evidence.
It's quite good. It's quite a nifty little song, I'm not gonna lie. That's pretty.
It's a great song.
Pretty good.
This one's going out to you, my brother. You're getting busted in the doghouse. Buy us some flowers. Coming up next, get your tweets in at Fubar Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. Give us suggestions for the Royal Vessel boat name. We've got heaps coming through. We're going to punch through them. And we're going to pick a couple of our favourites. And we will apply for you online on Fubar.
If you want to inside the peace of the circumstance, gotta wash away the dust of evidence. Wash away.
Evidence on FUBAR. So Tuesday Roundup, Hugh and Skeppers, Last Skeptic, filling in for Doc Brown with you. And now we're back into this. We there is a £200 million Royal research ship. It is it's at the forefront of British naval engineering, and they're searching for a very, very proud and strong name. They've opened it up to online vote. Over 15,000 votes so far. Leading the vote so far is Boaty McBoatface.
Mm-hmm.
Boaty
mm-hmm.
McBoatface. You've had some Now I am horrendous at puns and all that kind of stuff. But I'm enjoying learning. Michael Payne, in my opinion, is the king. He's the king of puns.
He's the king. I like to think of myself as the court jester.
I was going to say queen, but that's fine. But I am learning. But you are good. You are good.
I know. I've had a lot of practice. You know?
We're looking for names.
So earlier on, I said my two favorites were Engelboat Humperdinck.
Yeah, that's a good one. I do really like that one.
And Boat's Face Killer, which I think is pretty good too.
Yeah.
But we've had some emails in from you intrepid listeners.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read this in my creepy voice? I mean, it's up to you. You know, it's your choice.
Yeah, I reckon read them in your creepy voice. Because we want to hear from you, and keep your tweets coming in at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. And we're going to pick our favourites, and we will actually we will put these forward for you online, and then maybe it'll get picked. You don't know, so it's worth submitting them.
Sure. Okay. Well, first one.
Go for it. Creepy one.
This is from Jamie. I'd call it boat-sized baby.
Boat-sized baby.
I have no reasons why.
I like that. It is really, really crazy.
Boat-sized baby.
That is a good one, and I think only made all the more special by your creepy voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you think? I like that, though. Boat-sized baby is a good one.
Next up, we have Oliver. Here are a few suggestions. The HMS Kanye West.
Ah, HMS Kanye West. This is a good one. But the thing is as well... we need to...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is a good one as well because very topical, you know what I mean? So if he wanted to get something like HMS Kanye West,
right,
like trending,
yeah,
it's great. You can use that as a hashtag.
That's true.
It's great. It's going to get a lot of support.
That's very good.
That's very true. Yeah, yeah.
Then we have the SS fucking awesome balls science ship.
See, now this is more my... See, you're coming up with all these clever ones like Boatface Killer and stuff like that, but this is more up my alley now. SS fucking awesome balls science ship. Okay?
Yeah. No, okay, good.
Yeah. And this is brilliant. This is someone that's talking to my heart.
Well, there you go. Well, you continue to talk to your heart with the next one, which is motorboat.
But why has he spelt it like M-O-T-E-R?
I don't know. I have no idea. Motorhead or something.
Do you reckon there might be a reason behind that?
There's always a reason.
But that's not even like correct spelling for anything, is it? Is that a spelling mistake, or do you think he's actually like there's something really clever in there that we're just not seeing?
I don't know.
Please tell me. You've got to tell
know.
Me.
I've got, don't
Skeppers,
know.
Skeppers, I really need you. I need you right now.
Well, there's
now.
A full stop after it, so maybe it's someone's name or and there's a capital without. Okay. I don't know. Then RRS, is that an iceberg? Is it too soon to make Titanic jokes? I mean, it's been nearly 100 years.
How could it be too soon?
Oh, it's too soon.
Maybe it is. But maybe he's right.
Maybe it is too soon.
Maybe these people are there going, actually, I just watched that a couple of years ago.
Ooh, feels
I'm still
it's
a little
bit close.
Hey, dude, do you know how disrespectful that is? My great-great-grandfather was... He was alive during that period, all right? He didn't die on the Titanic, but it's still very sensitive
Leo
subject.
Leo just won an Oscar and not for that film. It's too soon.
It's too soon. He was sitting next to Kate Winslet at the Oscars.
Was he now?
Way too soon.
Way too soon.
Way too soon.
All right, so thank you, Oliver. This next one is from Craig. This is my favourite one, actually.
Yep.
What about... Big boaty bitches.
Big boaty bitches. Now, like that is brilliant. I like that one. This is good. See, a lot of people, they seem to be taking your side of things and like really and putting boat in there.
Boat into things. Yeah, like, you know, you could have also gone for I like big boats and I cannot lie.
Exactly.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like that one.
And, good on you guys. Good on you guys.
Yeah.
The next one we've got from Sam. Should call the boat Dilligaff, which is an acronym for Do I Look Like I Give a Floating Fuck?
Not bad. It does kind of send a message, mm-hmm. you know, like you're out there and, you know, the pride of the British...
I am a fucking boat, all right?
Pride of
That's
the British Royal Research, you know, I like that one.
And then we've got the final one is from Peter, who says, this is really good. Boys, as in, you know, boy, the floating shipping tool that floats as guidance in the sea. Boys in the hood.
Oh, I do like that one. See, that's a really good one.
It's clever.
Yeah.
You have to use your brain piece for that one.
Well.
And then, or call it gulls and buoys.
Ah, so I like that one too.
I don't get it.
What do you mean? You don't get it?
I don't get it.
Oh. Really?
Don't understand it.
You really don't? Are you being serious?
Don't understand it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you want me to try to help? Do you want me to...
Can maybe explain it to me.
Okay. Girls and boys? Maybe? No? Okay. So, you know, like, when you go to the toilets at the... so, just say... Okay, here we go. Do you know how you and me went to that bar a few weeks ago, right?
Check,
and
please.
You went to go to the toilets, and I said, no, don't go to those ones. Go to the one on the right, the boys' ones.
Yeah,
and you went, what?
Yeah.
Shut up. You're not my real dad. You just sleep with my mum. And then you went to the ones on the left.
Yeah.
Well, the ones on the left were the girls' ones. You weren't supposed to go to those ones.
Okay.
You were supposed to go to the boys' ones.
Okay, sure.
All right?
Yeah.
So, that's what he's saying, is girls and boys. But gulls, wait for it. Seagulls.
Oh.
You know the big things in Brighton that steal fat kids?
Oh, yeah.
Those things.
Yeah, okay, cool. Goths. Mm.
No. Goths don't steal fat kids. Oh. They just cry and share pints.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Goths steal fat kids. Where do you come from, buddy? Where do you get off?
This is rich coming from you.
Hey, these are fantastic. Do you reckon? I reckon like we'll keep it open for another maybe 15 minutes or so. And then we're going to have to whittle it down and pick our favourite two. We'll have to whittle it down, pick our favourite two, and then we will actually submit them for you.
Cool.
That's great. Thanks so much. Keep them coming in at Fubar Radio. You can tweet us, email hd@fubarradio.com.
True story.
And coming up next, we've got an incredible game.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible game. It's called Sin Bingo. I'm not going to tell you anything about it, except it's going to blow your mind. On FooBars, Tuesday Roundup. add, subtract, hold the line. On FUBAR. Right. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Skeppers with your last skeptic filling in for Doc Brown. And we are about to play an incredible new game here. Very, very excited about this.
Yeah.
It is called Sin Bingo.
Yeah, it's true story. Well, this is quite interesting to me because this is the first I've heard of it, in fact. Apparently, I mean, we're all going to hell, according to a preacher's sinners list. According to a preacher's placard in Market Street, Manchester, if you're gay, feminist, atheist, a masturbator, or, and very importantly, a gangster rapper, you ain't going to heaven, baby cakes. The list, which has been shared online, doesn't even end there. You've got people that definitely deserve to go to hell, like David Cameron and Nick Clegg and some other people. They're also included on the list. Scores of social media users baffled by this sign indulged in a little bit of fun. They made a sin bingo after the image was posted, attempting to beat each other's scores to see who'd committed the most sins of all. So, shall I read the list, the full list of people that are going to hell?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Get right into it, man.
This
right
is
into
the
it.
Full list of people that are going to hell, all right? Fornicators, drunkards, sodomites, homosexuals, gangster rappers, immodest women, immoral movie watchers, Darwinists, feminists, atheists, abortionists, socialists, pot smokers, dirty dancers, gamblers, masturbators, racists, David Cameron, Nick Clegg, Labour voters, abusers, adulterers, evolutionists, liberals, terrorists, and prosperity preachers. that's a full list. So I guess what we're going to do today, let's play a little bit of Sin Bingo.
We're going to play Sin Bingo, right? I'm really, really excited about this. So we're joined in the studio right now by Adam Johnson, who hosts Spoiler Alert on Thursdays. How you doing, Adam? You're
good,
right?
Good, thank you.
Also, producer here at FUBAR and many other things. You do lots of stuff, don't you?
I am a man of many talents.
You are.
You also just had an Easter egg, which I'm very jealous of.
Yeah. Oh, you saw me eating that?
No, I clocked it. I basically spy anyone eating an Easter egg within a mile radius.
And you should see him catch him with his left hand as well. It's incredible. Quite a talent.
Well, yeah, but you know why? Talent. Because I haven't... Sorry, I could talk about this later, but I haven't been given an Easter egg for 3 years.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. My mum doesn't love me, probably.
Maybe it's because you're a gangster rap fornicator.
Oh, you know, true story.
Maybe that's why. Maybe all these things are in the way.
Well, there you go.
Here we go. So, Sin Bingo. Adam, you're in charge of Sin Bingo.
Right. So, on your desks, you have a card. And there are a dozen or so, sins. Things that this preacher has called sins.
Great.
So, I'm going to pick one of them out of the hat. Eyes down, ladies and gentlemen, please.
Okay. Hang on. We're in the bingo hall right now?
Yeah, we're in the bingo hall.
Oh, okay. Right, great. Okay, cool. Since we're there, okay.
Bustling bingo hall.
Eyes down. No looking at your partner's sheets. I don't know if that actually said that. I've never been to a bingo hall before.
I have. That's where I got to pick up.
Right.
How does this actually work? Do you look at your sheet now?
Yeah, you look at your sheet now.
You can look at your sheet. You can just mark down what he says. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the first one to get a line.
Phones off, please. Phones off.
Oh, sorry.
Being a hole. Yeah, that wasn't
sorry.
Me. That
was someone else. It's probably Meryl in the back.
She's always getting that hotline bling. You know, she's out.
She's got at least 10 trap phones.
She's out.
All right, cool.
She does. That sketchy old Nokia brick. She keeps in her sock.
What a bitch. Okay, cool.
Right, the first one out. A friend of Mary. Pot smokers.
That's not me.
Okay, let's pick another one.
Do you keep it quiet until the end? How does it work?
You keep it quiet until when you get a line.
Yeah.
So it's either diagonally, horizontally, vertically. You shout bingo.
Bingo.
Right.
But then we can keep on playing to who wins a house. It depends on how riveting.
Shit, how long have we got?
Radio. This is. I've got bird bingo at my house, and when I play it with people whilst we're drinking. We just do speed rounds. You know what I mean?
Let's do speed rounds. Come on, speed rounds.
Okay. Evolutionarists.
Evolution. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. I got one.
Go. Right.
Next one.
Smash through it.
Okay. I'm gonna fucking win this.
The disgusting people that leave chewing gum underneath tables and seats.
Oh yeah. Cool. Yep. Lovely.
Here we go. Next one. Yep. Immoral movie watchers.
Yep, okay, got that. I'm looking dangerously close to getting at my friend. Okay.
Cameron.
Sin Bingo!
Have
I
you
got
done
it!
That already?
I've got it! Sin Bingo! Pot smokers.
No, let's play for our house. You're
gonna
win this.
All right, keep going. I am definitely. I just did, and I'll win it again. Anytime you want, baby. Just whenever you want.
Okay, go on.
Thanks, Meryl. Don't worry, I'll buy you a drink later. She knows. I owe her 20 quid anyway.
Duck face selfies.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got that. Okay, cool. Yeah, I do that.
Oh. No, we're playing bingo, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Yep.
Love it up the bum. Sodomites.
Yeah, of course. Sure, why not? Let's do it.
Again, you know. Yep. Good.
Labour voters.
No. Oh, shit. No. Oh, no, got that one.
No, you got that one.
Okay.
Nose pickers.
Oh, yep. No. Got that one.
I think this is rigged.
Oh, I think maybe I'm just a winner.
The dirty homosexuals.
Oh, okay, yep.
No, you, this is bloody rigged.
Rubbing one out. It's the masturbators.
Oh, is that another one? Oh, is that Huey? Oh, my God, Huey got another one. Oh, okay.
Right. Game over for me. It's too late for me.
Fornicating.
Yes.
Oh yes, you gave one. Thanks for giving one to Skippers. I appreciate that.
Right.
Love the fornicators.
Thanks for doing that.
Fornicators. Okay, I'm sorry.
Is that a new track?
Yeah, no. It was basically singing fornicate to the theme of regulate.
Yeah.
People that listen to Taylor Swift.
Oh, what do you know? I'm just trying to count. So if there's 9 on the thing,
yeah.
And I've got 8, how many more do I need to get bingo?
Another 6.
Okay, cool.
Dirty dancers.
Yeah.
Shut up, Meryl! Fuck.
That's just dancers covered in mud, by the way.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, gangster rappers.
Yeah.
How close are you getting, by the way? How are you looking?
I've got 2 left, baby.
Two left.
Oh, I've got 1.
Got 1 left.
Oh, my God, this has gone down the wire.
Right.
Come on. Come on!
I'm going to punch myself in the dick if I win.
Yes! Make him win. I really. Will you actually punch yourself in the dick if you win?
I don't know yet.
No, you said you would. You have to now. You said it on radio.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, and we're going to film it too. Laura says we're going to film it.
I'm not going to do it. I'll punch you in the dick if I win.
No, you won't. Too late. You already said it. Okay, here we go.
A lot of students hate this man. It's Nick Clegg.
Yes!
All right. We're down to the wire. We got 1
oh
left
each.
Oh,
my God.
And wow. I hope you win because I want to see you punch yourself in the dick.
I know.
You have to do it now. You said yes. Please. But hang on, do we need a drum roll for this? Because is this the last one?
Yeah.
Is somebody going to win here?
So somebody's going to win.
Somebody's actually going to. Oh my God, I'm so excited! Like, really? Really?
I've never known anyone so excited that they're going to hell.
I'm so excited that I really hope Skeppers wins because I really, really want to see you punch yourself in the dick. I don't think I've ever wanted anything so bad. How are you going to... Wait. We need to break. We need to
stop.
I'm
not going to do it.
No, you have to do it now. You have to
just
do
so
it
you
now.
Know, I'm not going to do
Come
it.
Come on, man. You got it now.
Let's find out the result and then I'll decide.
No, you can't do that. You've already said you will. This is... It's all on the line. It's all on the line. You said you're going to punch yourself in the dick. How are you going to... Clench fist? It's not...
Come on, man.
You've got to.
You don't want to do it with an open palm.
No, because that's slapping anyway.
That's slapping a dick. Yeah, you don't want to slap a dick.
You don't want to slap a dick. You want to punch
a
dick.
You have to punch a dick.
So, you know, come on, mate. You've said you have to do it now. You've put it on the line. You have to do it now.
Look, a lot of women are expecting babies from me, okay? I don't want to ruin that.
How many?
At least 1,000.
Well, you're going to have a busy night messaging everyone, okay? Because after you've punched yourself in the dick, that may not be the case. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Skeppers.
All right.
Here we go, for the win. I really hope it's you, buddy.
Right. Here we go.
This is rigged.
The Dirty Heathen Atheists.
Yes!
Damn it! I won.
Yes! I was going to do it. I was going to punch myself in the dick. All along, I was going to do it. And then, you know what happened?
Oh, God.
You know what happened? Justice happened.
Yeah.
Natural justice. Yeah. This, you know, life dealt with it. So I didn't do it.
Blah. All right, I won Sin Bingo. I like Sin Bingo. Sin Bingo's fun.
Actually, how many on that list? Because I think I can pretty much tick a lot of them boxes.
Yeah. I think I can tick all of them apart from David Cameron and Nick Clegg.
Yeah.
Abusers,
you're not a terrorist.
And abusers and...
I did watch a Taylor Swift Bad Blood video clip the other day. So, and what David Cameron?
I fucking love Taylor Swift, mate. Come on now.
No, I don't dislike her. I just never haven't listened to much of her music. I'm not a homosexual.
I'd let Taylor Swift punch me in the dick.
But you're not.
Yeah, I would let her punch me in the dick too. Actually, yeah, definitely. What if I put
sure,
on
what? Are we on the radio?
What
okay,
if I,
cool.
What if I put well, I'm getting a few tweets coming
sure.
in. Okay, yeah.
New number, who it is?
Alright. Oh god. Definitely Sin Bingo's fun. I like Sin. Adam, thank you so much. Have fun on Thursday on Spoiler Alert as well. You're amazing, man. This is great.
True story.
Coming up next, so I've got a song. I'm going to be a song. We don't normally do birthday dedications on radio because it's a bad idea. Because as soon as you do one, people are like, "Oh, I want a birthday dedication. Yeah. I want a birthday."
But and you know what? It's someone's bloody birthday every day, mate.
Every day.
So
mate.
Whatever.
Every day, but we are actually going to do one and one only. That's coming up next on FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents.
Me and I know.
My girlfriend likes jelly. She likes to eat it, and she likes us to throw it at each other.
What?
We never do it in the bedroom, as she doesn't want to get it mucky. There's an area in our living room when she puts down a wipe clean sheet. She's going on like Dexter. She's getting out of kill room. We have to get into our underwear and then just throw it at each other.
Wow.
She likes to eat it.
I bet.
I don't.
I said, wrap it in. Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
Yes.
I said, are you enjoying it?
Now, happy birthday.
Every Thursday.
Johnny and I know.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Something about your vibe. I know I can trust you somehow. Dreaming's got me wild. High on thoughts of you. Won't come down when you ask my name. Every word was gentle, had me down to play your game. Down to give my soul so gladly. What is on your mind? Now you've got me here, make your move. Please don't take your reflecting, this is all for true. Only cause you keep respecting everything I do. But to keep it real, I'm ready for you. Take me to that stay so heady. What is on your mind? Now you've got me here, make your move. Please don't take your red vinyl slips. I bought this color for you on my lunch today. I heard her. her say, go he be crazy not to. Maybe you're too shy, I wonder why. The air feels so suspended. I move closer in, let this begin, or we will sure regret it. What is on your mind?
That's Katie B, Honey. It's on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Skeppers with your last skeptic filling in for Delk Brain. And, hey, we are just about to get into a little birthday tribute song, which we don't normally do. But I'm talking about birthdays. Mm-hmm. Did you forget that you've got a present coming your way in about...
I'm trying to not think about it because... I'm nervous with anticipation. Oh, look at
I
that.
I got you a present.
Hugh's crinkly sack.
I will tell you in about... I'm going to put you out of your misery in about 20 minutes. Why?
Right, cool,
because I know you don't even know why yet.
No, I don't know why.
But have a look. Oh!
Wow.
Have a guess. What do you think it might be so far?
I don't know. Is it something I can put in my rectum?
What? Come on, have a look. Describe.
Are we on
what
air
do,
yet?
What do you yeah, you're having another one of your famous Skeppers blackouts.
Yeah.
What do you think it might be? Have a guess. Have a guess.
Maybe just a log.
A log? No, it's not.
Yeah, no.
It does look.
It'd
like
be quite good. I need some good. The heating's broken my house in a moment, so I need some. I do need logs.
Well, this. I tell you what, this will definitely warm you up.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Have a guess. What do you think it might be?
Osama bin Laden.
No, very close. Again, very close.
The Ark of the Covenant.
I tell you what, though, it does, in all fairness, to describe it does look like a nice bottle of something, doesn't it? It really does.
A message in a bottle.
Might be.
A panda shaped like a bottle.
Panda.
A panda shaped like a bottle. Yeah.
Who are you?
I don't know. Someone in a zoo in London somewhere felt really cruel and like bound a panda into the shape of a bottle, so that when it grew up, it grew up inside of a bottle, so its bone structure is shaped entirely that way.
You mean reading my diary again?
Yeah.
It's locked for a reason, mm-hmm. Karen.
Sorry.
Skeppers.
Sorry.
Skeptic. Sorry. All right. No, you're going to find out very, very soon.
I'm excited.
But yeah, we have, of course, Doc's away. So I've been doing some songs to fill in for Doc this week. We don't normally do birthday tributes, but this one, I had to do it. It's a very, very special birthday this week. Twitter turned 10 years old.
Whoa.
Can you believe that? Twitter, how long have you been on Twitter for?
I think I know that girl. Who is she?
She's so cute. She's very blue. She's like.
Let's just abandon that joke there because it's not funny.
Good. I was really trying. I was trying to support you, bro. That's what a good co-host would do. A good co-host would support you through anything.
I appreciate that. You had my back, but like I like to call it. You know, if it's circling the drain, I like to just go. All
okay,
right, guys, that's a shit joke. This is fucking. We're done.
Oh, man.
So Twitter turned how old?
Ten. Yesterday,
wow.
Actually. Yeah.
Shit, that's cool, man.
I know.
Great.
Mm. How long you been on Twitter for?
A long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I must have got on Twitter probably. when it started.
Right.
Yeah. So 2000.
I'm still getting my head around it. 2016. I've been on it for maybe 5 years or something, I guess. But I just never, until probably the last 1 or 2 years, I've never really actively kind of like tried to get better. So I'm still learning it, but I think it's amazing, and I'm still learning as I go.
Mm-hmm.
But it is quite a wondrous, powerful thing.
It's great. I would like to one day just read through all of my tweets that I've ever sent. I think I've been quite consistent.
Like, that's again another thing for off air. Definitely. All right, here
find
we go.
Your favourite one of my tweets and write in. This one.
Okay, here's my song this week, guys. So it's going out to Twitter. Happy birthday to Twitter. 10 years old. Congratulations. Hope lots of people turn up to your party. Not like mine. So it's not about me, it's about you. I was the first to know about so many things from around the globe, telling my friends. Hey, did you see Kim Kardashian's new nude pic? I did. Telling my friends. Hey, did you know Justin Bieber's got a really big watch your mouth? I did. You really are the gift that keeps gifting. 140 characters isn't enough to tell you how I'm hashtag feeling. Well, thanks to you, I saw Kate Middleton's baby bump. And thanks to you, I regularly troll Donald Trump. Tell my friends. Did you see Mike Tyson stack on a hoverboard? Classic, I did. Telling my friends. Did you know Oprah Winfrey got paid $12 million for one tweet? What a complete watch your mouth. Without you, we never would have had important things like Susan Boyle's PR team's hashtag sus anal bum party. Thank you, Twitter. Happy 10th birthday. Oh, Twitter. Hey, yeah, get your tweets in now. Talking about tweets at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. We want to know what you want banned this week for a legalizer. We're going to do it up next, right after Kendrick on FUBAR.
Two tears in a bucket, I cry with ya, but I can never lie with ya. I can never afford not to afford. I can never put my plans to the side with ya. I can never see a red light like a deer with a headlight. I freeze up when I re-up. See, I barely have patience, and you're relating. Only the moment to complete us. Why you hate to work for it? The reason I never went to work for it. See, a 9 to 5 was so job turkey. But when Thanksgiving came, that check did hurt me. You plead the fifth, I read the fifth amendment. We both criminals with bad intentions. They say time heals all, but if I can shortcut my success, Corvettes by tomorrow. Now why you so sad?
Walking around with them blue faces. She said I'm down on my luck, and the summer gotta have blue faces. I hit the bank today and told them color me back. Blue faces. Get that new money. And it's breaking me down, honey.
My homegirl got a credit card scam. She got a scholarship to college, but she don't give a damn. Intuition got a broke bitch wishing. She tell me this on the phone with the noodles in the pan. I know your woman, I console your woman. You feel like the universe owe your woman. Oh, the anticipation of hoping you can make it. Bitches don't prosper chasing education. But you're talented and can't handle it. And your homegirl can't be your manager. 365 times 4 plus 4 if you can't get it right. Tell me, do you got the stamina? But shit, ain't no money like fast money. Even today I'm considered a crash. A rapper chasing stardom. How can I fast forward my accolades better than all them? Why you so sad?
Walking around with them blue faces. She said I'm down on my luck, and the summer gotta have blue faces. I hit the bank today and told them color me back. Blue faces. Get that new money, and it's breaking me down, honey.
I wrote this song like a little broke home, baby.
Broke home, baby.
You know the poverty stricken, the little broke home, babies.
Broke home, babies.
Somebody yell, can't take Americans, the show is crazy. Then I said, why? Then he looked me in the eye and said, nigga, you fucked up. You're banking on good luck. You're wishing for miracles. You never been through shit. You're grinding still. Go, you settle for everything. Complaining about everything. You say you're so cracked. My world in front of me. Your projects ain't shit. I live in a hub, bitch. I'm living to keep warm. You're living to pay rent. I prayed my way through by waiting on I lie. You played your way through by living in sci-fi. Bullshitting yourself and talking to strangers. Same thing go for the ones you came with. Well, y'all came on the boat looking for hope. And all you can say is that you're looking for dope. These days ain't no compromise. And your pain ain't mine. Half the time, a brand new excuse ain't shit to me. Bitch, I made my moves with shackle feet. Cape Town.
In today's day and age, we practice the self-pity of taking the easy way out. You wait on them, him, and her. But when the blessing takes too long, that's when you go wrong. You selfish motherfucker.
Why so sad?
Walking around with them blue faces. She said I'm down on my luck and it's all I gotta have. Blue faces. I hit the bank today and told them color me bad. Blue faces. Get that new money and it's breaking me down, honey.
There's some new Kendrick for you there on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Skeppers, Last Skeptic with a yarn. Not too long to go now for the show. You're going to find out what your present is very, very soon.
I'm so
I can't wait.
Excited.
I'm far more excited. We've just got a couple more of these boat name suggestions to get through, and then we're going to jump into Illegalize It.
Yeah, right. Okay, so
but yeah, just a real quick recap. So there's a royal research ship for it's the Pride of British Naval Engineering. They're a £200 million boat. They're looking for a name for it. It's an online voting has opened. There's 15,000 votes so far. Bodie McBoatface has been leading that.
Yeah.
We've had a stat coming through. We've got one more here.
Yeah.
This is from Chris. He says, what about Play With My Dinghy? So we need to decide. We need to decide now where it's going to go, who it's going to go to.
I mean...
We've had some great ones.
We've had some really good ones. I think my favourite has got to be Big Boaty Bitches.
Well, there was Boat Size Baby. There was... what else was there? There was Motorboat. The HMS Kanye West.
Yeah.
Is that an iceberg?
SS Fucking Awesome Ball Science Ship was your favourite.
That was definitely my favourite. Yeah, 100%. Dillagaff. Do it look like I give a floating fuck? There was that one from Sam. Thank you, Sam.
Is this an iceberg?
Yep.
Yeah, and, you know,
We pick one each. We'll pick one each of one of our favourites each. So yours was
Big Boaty Bitches. That's my favourite.
Okay, and I'm going with Oliver's SS Fucking Awesome Ball Science Ship. Cool. Great. Dang. Yes.
Sorted. Done. Created.
Feel really good about that.
History made.
This is great. All right. Well, we are we're gonna get those submitted for you, and hopefully that's what it's called.
Good.
Hopefully it's called SS Fucking Awesome Ball Science Ship.
Good. And hopefully they let me do science on the ship.
Yeah, they definitely will, because you've put through a fantastic 12-page proposal on how to catch Easter eggs.
I like to call it a dossier.
A dossier.
Put together a dossier.
Amazing. All right. Legalize it. It's where we give you a chance this week to ban whatever you want banned this week. Yeah, let us know. Hit us up on Twitter at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com, and we will officially, without judgment, ban it for you.
It's
right
gone,
here.
Mate. It's done.
How about you, Skeppers? What are you feeling? What do you want banned this week?
I mean, I think I may have said this before, but it's all the more relevant now because it still upsets me. Is avocados that they say are ripe that aren't ripe?
That is really annoying. But this is kind of, I'm sorry, mate, but as a avid avocado eater, it's one word. It's at your own responsibility to. Test.
No, I test, but sometimes it can be quite misleading. No, I squish. I spend a lot of time.
Rookie.
I'm a seasoned veteran.
Doesn't sound like it.
and I squeeze them, but sometimes they're still not ripe. Mm. And it's but also I'm not talking about whether I've purchased them or not. Sometimes I'll go into the shop and there will be a gang of avocados, you know, like a gaggle of avocados just chilling up in the fucking you know, spot waiting to be purchased, staring at me with sexy eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm there squeezing all of them, giving them all a good old squish with my hand.
Yeah.
And none of them are ripe. And they're all proudly bearing the sticker saying ripe and ready to eat. And I'm just saying, ban it. Yep. If you're not ripe and ready, mate, don't say it.
Bang. Gone. We've already got a couple coming through from you guys as
well. Yeah, right. Well, this is where officially I do my creepy voice, if you've listened to it before. So, this is from Ed. This week, I want to ban those sinks where you push hard on the button and the water comes on. And just as your hands reach it, it turns off.
God, it really is just made all the more creepy. It really, really is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It really is.
Well, I hear you. I hear you, Ed.
But without judgment, Ed, if you want a ban.
I hate them. I agree.
Get out of my
It's get very similar to those toilets where they got the push buttons that just... They're really stiff to push.
Yeah.
And then when they do push, the flow is not really enough to get rid of what you want to get rid of.
It's not at all.
A dead body.
Yeah, it's not at all.
Next up we have Charlotte. People stopping at the bottom of the escalators or in the middle of doorways to ponder which way to walk next, thereby causing a build-up of people behind them. Move the fuck out of the way, or so help me.
Gone. That is true, though.
That's pretty standard, right? Yeah. I understand that, Charlotte.
100%. I even just come in here today.
See money.
Yeah, it's so true. Coming here today, I literally had to tap someone on the shoulder and go, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And they gave me this biggest stink eye look.
And then they're
like,
I'm driving the train, so.
Yeah.
Probably don't interrupt
kind
me.
Kind of supposed to be. Do you know what I want banned this week? I want banned people coming up to me on the bus and asking me to fill out surveys. Yeah, no thanks.
No, I'm all right. Cherry muggers.
I said to the guy today, like, I get on there and I've got bags, I've got a guitar, a few different things with me, and I get in onto the bus. The guy goes, here, survey. And I was like, no. I mean, I don't even have any hands. And he stuffed it under my arm.
Oh.
And he goes, give it to me when you get off. I was like, I don't have a pen. He's like, I'll come and find you and give you one.
Wow.
So you're crazy. What the hell,
don't
man?
Don't touch me.
Don't you dare touch my underarms. You're not my sports teacher. Don't touch my underarms.
Don't touch my underarms. You're not my masseuse.
Oh, they got weird.
Why isn't there a massage parlor called Dr. Masseuse?
Yeah. Why isn't there?
I think I've found my new career. Yeah. All right. So we got the final legalize it email in from Paula. This says, commercials that are louder than the shows on the TV channel. It makes me sick.
We're going to need to film one of these ones, eh? Because you need to see Skipper's eyes. He sells it in the eyes. He looks like a really, really, really creepy toy.
Creepy toy.
Talking about creepy toys, guess what's coming up next? You're going to get your present.
Whoa. Okay. I've worked out what it is.
What is it?
So I had a Siamese twin at birth, a fetus that was attached to my head.
Did you
head.
Eat it?
I thought I must have eaten it in utero, but I'm really positive that it's my dead fetus twin.
How morbid. How pleasantly morbid. I can pretty safely say it's not that.
Oh, man.
But coming up next, I do have a present for you, which you've been waiting very patiently for an hour and 40 minutes to find out what it is.
Whoa.
I think you're going to love it. Right, it's coming up next on FUBA. Here's Kiara Gold.
Caught up in my tea. Don't care what you say to me, I'ma bite your feelings out. Caught up in my tea. I miss you in the basement. Caught up in my tea. But your brother was a good substitute for you. And if you love me, but you never let me go.
on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Skeppers with your last skeptic, filling in for Doc Brown. You had another fun show. It's been great, man. I do enjoy
I've,
doing this.
I've definitely have had a really, really positive 4 out of 10 show.
Like,
I feel like
dick.
It's been really, you know, a solid 4, you know?
Yeah. Why? I don't know why.
Not a weak 4. Really solid, like, a really solid 4.
I don't know why I hang out with you. I don't know why I want to do this show. Why would I want to these things? Just kidding. I love you. You're great.
Thanks.
All right. Come on. Give me
Stop
a high five.
All right. Let's do it.
Yeah, all right.
That was pretty weak.
Now, that was
really
weak.
A 4 out of 10.
That was definitely a 4 out of 10. You get that one. You get that one. So, look, quickly, as soon as we started the show, I said to you that I had a present for you, but I've made you wait this long.
You have,
dragging
it
really,
just like all the girls.
You didn't even know out. You didn't even know why. You didn't even know why I've got you a present.
No, I don't even know why.
Here we go. So, really, really quick recap. I've been recording a single since April last year, which started recording in Melbourne.
Yep.
You've been helping me finish it over here. Yep. It's been a little bit annoying because it's been going back and forth from Melbourne with people and doing all these bits and bobs. And I just wanted to say a massive thanks because you've just been really, really, you've been really patient and you've been really awesome. And I really, really appreciate it because it's my little baby. It's my debut. Debut single, and it's very important to me. And
it has to be right.
And I just really wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. You're a good guy. So I got you a present.
Stop it.
I did. I got you a present.
And it's not my deformed fetus twin brother.
No, look at this. It's beautiful. Look at this.
God.
It's just, you know, it is tricky when you're like...
I'm excited!
Well, because we are, you know, there's people here, there's people in Australia, we're dealing with 6 different people all going around. Yeah. It has been challenging.
No, it's fine.
And you've just been really, really great about it.
No,
and
don't worry about it.
It's been very... it's meant a lot to me.
Okay, cool.
So I got you this present.
Wow.
Here you go. For you, buddy. There you go. Rip it open. Just rip it. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. Look at it. Do you know what it is?
Is this a shake weight?
I got you a shake weight. No, you gotta use both hands. Use both. You gotta grip it in the middle, both hands. Show the camera. We've got a camera.
How do you do this?
And then you just—it's from one spiritual brother to another. And then
I'm not gonna do this on camera.
Come on, man.
I'll get a young lady to demonstrate.
I'll show you how to do it.
Hugh Joseph will show me
now because I know we've both got hippie parents. We come from that background together. I know that taking care of ourselves is important.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
spiritual health.
Yeah. Show me. Show me how you do.
So I got you a shake weight purely because I found it in a pound shop for $2.50.
Wow.
See that little receipt
in a pound shop?
Not a pound shop, a charity shop.
Okay,
sorry.
Cool, fine.
And what you got to do is you take your shake weight. The lady, can I just tell you that I actually asked the woman, I was like, is this one of those shake weight things? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, how does it work? Like, is there a button? And she
demonstrated
There was about a 65-year-old poor volunteer woman in a charity shop in Bow who showed me how to use this. And it goes like this.
That is grotesque. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, you just feel it ripping.
Awful.
Oh, my. Oh.
That's awful.
There you go, buddy.
All right, thanks.
It's for you. I love you.
I mean, I think I'm just going to use it to kosh people over the head with. If anything, it's like a. You know what I mean?
And also I've got the money I owe you too.
Oh, cool. Fantastic.
But mainly shake weight. We're going to go. We're out of here. Hardesty Needle are going to take over up next. Go on, give it a quick shot.
I'm not going to do it.
We'll catch you very, very soon. Thanks for tuning in. Go to the website, FUBAR Radio, and catch up with everything right there. Later.
Cause I love summer, no Rachel Bilson.
Yes,
the winter will come. We just have parties inside, it's still fun.
We're jamming,
pump this,
we're banging.
Chase a boyfriend, let's have him. We're rowdy, girls make our judgment cloudy. But when the sun comes out, we're still algies. We don't wanna be lousy or shameless, but we're running around like we're brainless. Now I got grass stains on my brand new white trainers.
On my brand new white trainers.
I know a few guys hate us. They're as compelling as neighbours. So latest, let's play as we've got a road sound. You know now, so go wild and get hosed down. No, no, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get done with the trumpets.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get
trumpets.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
What?
Let's get down with the
What?
Let's get down with the
What?
Let's get down with the
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
When I get down, I get respect now. And when our tune drops, you know it makes your head bounce. Yeah, I move with the flow. And when I enter the room, it shows. I move sick
when I dance,
then chicks
when I dance.
Moving and move quick
when I dance,
at risk
when I dance.
Just be careful you don't lose your chick
when I dance.
That might just happen. So listen deep, stick with your madam, or she might just leave.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get down with the trumpets.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
What?
Let's get down with the
What?
Let's get down with the
What?
Let's get down with the
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets. How much sound from the brass to the air will it take to put your brass in the air? Pardon me there. Just don't pretend that if I wasn't old, you'd get with her when I dance with me. Yeah, you're the last of my fears. I was top boy of the class in my year. Well, not really, but I was halfway there. And I could have been the headmaster, so yeah. Got vibes and charisma, lighter and Rizla. Backy and filter, shine for me, mister. I want the sun to
shine.
So I'm looking at a bright blue
sky.
Yes, and we drop it like anvils. Bring your whole crew to a standstill. Still, stick us on the clubs tonight. Guarantee that nobody will stand still.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
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 What?
Let's get down with the
What?
Let's get down with the
What?
Let's get down with the
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's